All right, now we have another guest on this one join in. Steve Cardasco, financial host radio show host, The Big Money Show in the Philadelphia area. Steve, all right, we've talked through this. You and I have the last couple of weeks. Here we are, down 777 points, no deal on the table. What should we be, someone who's sitting in the living room now watching this, what should they be saying, feeling right now?
Well, Mike, it's a bittersweet day. I mean, for those that have money in the market and investors, today was a loser day for everybody across the board. But yet, it's a win for the American public. You know, the voices have been heard, and the system is sound when we can call our politicians 10 to 1 and say, we don't want this bill to happen, and they can fight for the average everyday person out there who understands the long-term ramifications of this.
Okay, people, like you just said it, and there's a lot of people that have called and emailed me on this show right here that we don't want to pay for it. But what's the alternative? Who can pay for it? What's your plan,
Steve? We have to you take your medicine. We can either do this quick fix right now for Wall Street, and that's really what it comes down to. It's a bailout to shareholders on Wall Street. Or if they pass a plan, like the plan that they're trying to force through, the American public will pay it down the road in a possibly deep recession, a balance sheet that will be even more bloated, and higher taxes and inflation.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-877-TELL-HLN if you want in on the conversation. All right, here were some changes, Steve, and if I go awry, let me know. More protection for the taxpayers, less risk for taxpayer money. That's the way I understand it anyway. More oversight, public exposure of where this money's going, no big golden parachutes for the CEOs on their way out. Was that not enough for you, or should it not be enough for the American people?
It should not be enough. Look, bottom line is this. The government needs to do just a couple of things. That's to protect FDIC insurance, protect the little guy on this. The shareholders of these institutions that are going under will lose money, but that's them taking the risk. And if they're saying that a big insurance company going under will have ripple effects, our system needs to work in that others will come and buy up assets. Take a look at Wachovia today. Citigroup came in and built their branch system out. They wanted to get into that business long before this happened. The losers today were the shareholders, the stock owners, me being one of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get in CNN's senior financial analyst, Ali Velshi. Ali, you've been following this from the get-go. I know, Ali, your belief is we got to get something done now.
I can't even believe this, Mike. I don't understand what Steve's talking about. He couldn't be more wrong. I really hope none of your listeners listen to him. This is not the shareholders on Wall Street. This is the person who can't get a mortgage today because the credit markets are frozen up. This is the person who can't sell their house because the buyer can't get a mortgage. This is the person in a small business who's being laid off as we speak because their business couldn't get a bridge loan. This is the person at a major U.S. corporation who might be seeing their plant shut down because their company couldn't get short-term credit. That's how businesses operate in this country. Steve may not agree with that, and lots of people may not agree with it, but it's the way it is. To suggest that the harm today was shareholders is ridiculous. I've been saying all day that this Dow loss is a sideshow. It's not even the real issue. Credit markets are frozen. I will pardon Americans for not understanding that because we haven't talked about it much. Mm-hmm. I'm not really ready to pardon Washington for not understanding it, but Steve should know better.
All right, Steve.
Mike, sorry. Who is that I'm talking to?
I don't know.
Somebody who knows a bit about how the markets operate.
I'm sorry. And what does he do?
Steve, I understand how the credit
markets
operate. But
I know. I'd like to know the qualifications, who I'm talking to.
Well,
you're a journalist? You're a market
really
guy?
Really, the advice is more useful than the qualification. You're telling people this is a Wall Street problem and it's a bailout
of shareholders? Absolutely. It's for people who have skin in the game. You're the one. Follow the stock of Goldman Sachs and look who's doing a deal. No, by the way, give me your fax. I will fax you my application that I started 10 days ago to get a mortgage on a property that I'm putting a bid on, and I'll show you an approval on it. Bottom line is,
I suspect your credit might be better than many of the Americans who are suffering right now.
That's the problem here, my friend. You're fat cats on Wall Street giving money to people who shouldn't
have it. No, we're not talking about fat cats. We're talking about line workers at factories that can't get money. We're talking about small businesses that can't get a bridge loan.
That's not what we're talking about. You know it. It's about the guys on Wall Street saying, oh my God, look what's happening here. I'll tell you what, you follow the stock of Goldman Sachs and you can see when the real push of this whole thing started.
Steve, for a living, this is what I do. I follow stock markets.
It is not about the average little guy, and that's why the public is standing up, and those on Main Street are calling 10 to 1 the politicians. Every single person that's in my industry says this thing's great.
This
we
isn't
need to
about
do this
your
to support
industry.
Jobs.
This isn't about America.
Absolutely.
This is not
okay,
about
let me get industry. In. Let me get in, you guys. It's been believe me, it's been fascinating to listen to you guys, two guys who are both knowledgeable. I'm sure the viewers are gripped as well. But let's get back to the point. Allie, I will ask you a point off that. We've had a ton of phone callers and emailers come to us saying, I don't want to pay this.
I understand that.
And that's somewhat to Steve's point. So go ahead, Allie.
Yeah, and Steve's points are right about why you should be angry about this and why you should be frustrated that both Wall Street and Washington messed it up. I completely get that. But the fact is we have frozen credit markets and we don't cover that. We don't have a convenient little box that we can put in the corner like we can with the Dow to tell you how people can't get money, how businesses can't get money. So we only learn of it anecdotally and we learn about it after it's happened. We know that that Caterpillar had trouble raising money. We know that franchisees of major restaurants can't get their financing, which used to be a guarantee that you'd get it. We know that small businesses can't get money. We know that General Motors has run down its entire credit line. There's no more credit. If General Motors doesn't make enough money to pay its bills, it will have to shut down plants or do something else. That's what we know. Now, I understand that that's not the world Steve works in. It's not the world that most people work in, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The bottom line is the credit markets are frozen. The stock market right now is a sideshow. So if you want to punish Wall Street, more than 50% of Americans have their retirement investments in mutual funds, which are stocks. So you kick Wall Street, you're kicking yourself right back. I
most
fully
of them are
get
for the long term, and I do,
about
and
it.
I do understand it. But let me finish with this: it wasn't too hard for Goldman Sachs to raise capital when they floated common shares after Warren Buffett threw
Steve,
some money in.
I get it, Steve. You're right.
But listen, you don't get it because you're saying some of us are disconnected from Main Street America with mutual funds. Main Street America that has mutual funds that can understand what's in their mutual funds. We're smart enough not to have an S&P 500 fund. Take a look at some of the listeners to my radio show here in Philadelphia who said the S&P 500 is 22% financials.
But that's where they're invested in spiders, ETFs, index funds. The biggest index funds going are ones that emulate the big baskets of stocks like
the
Dow,
like the S&P 500.
And you're
telling me the government is supposed to come in and support that? Absolutely not. That whole thing was built up over risk-taking, failure in the system. There will be others that come in.
You are absolutely right, Steve. We're agreed on the principles.
So you don't need the government
on who did something wrong, but there's a fire going and it has to be put out. Hey.